Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn takes first base on ball four. Kozar moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to third for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Clark moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clark scores. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Wooten is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Early hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 3 in the game. Cozar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Forrest Thompson now pitching. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McBride. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gordon scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 4 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.